Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. All right, it's Gabbin Gale here today. I want to share with you, if this is the first time you're plugging in to listen to my show, why I feel I can share with you some of the things that I share. First of all, I have been in the business world since, lots and lots of years. I started out actually when I was about 12 years old helping my parents when their business would grow. They were self-employed. And so my brothers and I have two brothers. We would be pulled in to start sorting the filing. And so at the age of 12, I was learning to file. And those were index cards back then, so that will tell you how long it's been. Anyway, I watched my parents grow their business, and I had this entrepreneurial spirit really early on, and I used to create all sorts of fun events around the neighborhood. But when I grew up and left home and got into the business world, I ended up in the business world as a secretary for 24 years. And then something happened, and I just became an entrepreneur. I got into advertising sales, ended up publishing my own magazine. It's still going strong 25 years later. I've sold timeshare. I've been in the network industry. I have been a public speaker. You name it. I've had a lot of life lessons along the way. And those life lessons I have shared in the past, and a lot of people can relate to them. So when I was introduced to podcasting, I decided this was a great way for me to share some of those life lessons. And in my life lessons, I have learned from many, many different people. I've never had a personal mentor per se, but I have picked up the books and I have become a personal development junkie. And with that said, one of the things that's happened for me is a book actually changed my life. I went from being a very negative person and seeing that glass half empty to seeing it as overflowing. And I have many, many stories that I can share and will be sharing as things go along about that particular book and how it changed my life, and how I am now known for my enthusiasm rather than being a downer. So lots and lots of stories there. But today what I want to do is I want to start Words for Wednesday. I want to start talking on Wednesday about different books that I have embraced that you might not have had a chance to read, or if you're like me, I cannot believe, I am just blown away by how many authors there are out there. I mean, yes, you can go to Amazon, you scroll through all the books, and it's overwhelming. You go into a bookstore, and there's still some out there. You go into a bookstore, and I love the actual physical books. And you go in there, and I'm just thoroughly amazed at the brilliance of so many people that they're writing books, they're getting them published, and we get to be the readers of those books. For example, on my interview schedule, which I do my interviews on Friday, I have just interviewed this incredible team that came together to put together a book on social media forever. Now, I don't know about you, but if you want to get a book on social media, you better buy it now because it will be different tomorrow. Because they've taken it a little bit differently, it really won't expire in its use, because what they do is they approach a lot of things that people don't think about when they get involved with social media. For example, what are the goals of your social media? They've actually had a course out there, two different universities, that started out as an eight-week course, I believe they said, to a 14-week course. And since it is proprietary to those two universities, they really could not put it out there to the public except through a book. And being a book lover, that worked for me. So one of the people that, you know, early on I knew Jim Rohn and you know, the Think and Grow Rich and Dale Carnegie and, you know, all those incredible leaders. And I mentioned two, so that's really incredible right there. Yeah, right, Gail, you got all those books. You can't even think of the authors. Well, that's because I haven't really geared up for the authors. It's, you know, I read guideposts still because the positive impact that it has. And if you really start reading most books, you will probably have noticed that the real true leaders of this world that have made significant changes in people's mindsets and their production and their success stories, those stories have come through in just different words. Anthony Robbins, Tom Hopkins, your Les Brown, which I studied immensely. I loved his speaking style. Those people, just a handful of those people, have been somebody that I've been very aware of, and I've studied them. But as I've studied them, I've started to read inside their books an acknowledgement or the inside book cover, the prefix. And it's by another author. And so I go get that book. And I was very, very slow to coming to know about one of my favorites now, Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. Now, it's really freaky that I did not hear about him because I pick up his material. Oh, my goodness. Actually, the public television station has been putting him out there for a long time. I have a great friend in public relations and the public TV world. I've been there, done the volunteer phone calls. I've been a sponsor for them. You name it. But for some reason, Dr. Wayne Dyer just did not cross my path. I was reading Joe Vitale. I was reading, you know, just a lot of authors, but his never crossed my path. And then one day I went to the used bookstore part and I found a book called The Power of Intention, Learning to Co-Create Your World Your Way. Well, I don't know about you, but I like those words. So I picked up this book. And chapter one is viewing intention from a new perspective. And I have to tell you, if you're not visited my website yet, that would be thegailfoleyshow.com. You may be listening to this through the iTunes or through the Podomatic directory. But on my particular website page, I have actually posted this quote from his book. And it says, "In the universe, there is an immeasurable, indescribable force which shamans call intent. And absolutely everything that exists in the entire cosmos is attached to intent by a connecting link." And this is by Carlos Castaneda, which is one of the people he quotes all the time. Ironically, after reading this quote, I started embarking on this adventure of mine of podcasting. And my whole thing with the podcasting is to connect people that I interview on Friday with a bigger, broader world using social media. I'm known locally as a connector, so I wanted to find a way that I could spread out further than my local community and still be considered a connector. So I have embraced social media. I am still an infant in learning social media. I think that it is something that takes a lot more time to understand, but I think as I'm learning that you get to the point where you start having a rhythm. You pick your platforms, you decide where you want to connect and how you want to connect. And in getting the word out about the podcast, I'm delving into a few that I've been working with over the last few years. But this so spoke to me, this phrase, because that's really what my true belief is and my true heart is, that if we as human beings would just hold hands and help one another and remember that we are all connected. We're all here together. And if we would just help one another in whatever way that there needs to be help and not wait for the catastrophes to show up in our lives to extend that helping hand would be so profound and make this world a wonderful, loving universe. And I know some of you may be listening to me going, oh man, we got a Pollyanna on our hands here. Oh no, can't listen to this woman. I'm not really. Remember, I used to have a history of being very negative. But here's what I know. I know that if I say I'm going to try to do something, say, for example, I want to try to lift my arm, come on, you're going to lift your arm. It's built into your system. And one of my trainings, someone was addressing exactly that. Try. You know, I'll try to be there on time. What do you mean you'll try to be on time? Does that irritate you? Drives me nuts. What do you mean you'll try to be there on time? Why could you not say, I intend to be on time? Plan it. Make it your intention to be on time. And so I've caught myself, and I've written a blog post on it, and one of these days I'll maybe transfer it into the podcast here. But, you know, if you really look at it, and I got this from his book, if you really understand the common definition of intention as a strong purpose or aim accompanied by determination to produce a desired result. That's what Dr. Wayne Dyer puts in the very first page of this chapter, is viewing intention from a new perspective, is realizing that intention is definitely doing something on purpose. So, if you've read the book, I really, really would appreciate your comments and your insight on what you got from his book. I'm not going to read the chapter to you. That's something that, you know, my voice, you can go out and get an audio book, I'm sure, of his on this book. In fact, I did have the audio version, and I listened to it day in and day out for a long time, and it was wonderful. But I've got so much more out of the book because, you know, you can't read, let's see, this book is, hold on a second, this book is, hold on, going there, okay, this book is 256 pages. That's a lot of reading. And so in his CD, he touches on the high points. But when I picked up this book, and I'm in my third reading of this book, by the way, it so spoke to me the first time that I really went through and read it. And he tells you how to read this book, how to get the most out of this book. So it's just not a book that you pick up and you pick up your highlighter. I'm going to highlight a few pages. No, he actually says how to get the most out of this book. He calls it 5 Suggestions for Implementing the Ideas in This Chapter. And this one, first one, I love this. Whenever you feel out of sorts, lost, or even a sour mood, visualize the trolley strap. And the trolley strap is the story about how he was always a little guy. And his mom and him would get on the bus, and he'd see people reach up and hold on to that trolley strap. And so the story goes on. You have to get the book to get that story. But he says, visualize the trolley strap hanging down from the field of intention 3 or 4 feet above your head. And then he goes on and he says, simply say the word intent or intentions repeatedly when you're in a state of anxiety or when everything around you seems to have conspired to keep you from your mission. 3, tell yourself that you have a life mission and a silent partner who's accessible at any moment you choose. 4, I think we've all heard this one, act as if anything you desire is already there. If you visualize what you're going for, and you know that in sports, you know, like Tiger Woods, he visualizes that golf swing. Michael Jordan knows in his mind's eye that that basketball is going in that net, and it's going to swoosh right there now, because he's visualized it. He's practiced it in his mind so many times. And then the last one is just copy this ancient Hasidic saying carrying with you for a year. And it's a reminder of your power. So that's the end of the chapter where he talks to you about how to get the most out of that chapter. And so he's got in here 4 steps to intention. Activating your power of intention is a process of connecting with your natural self and letting go of total ego identification. The process takes place in four stages. I was just talking to a wonderful young lady today that is embarking on a new product line that she's never done before, and she's very, very wise in how she's approaching it. She's learning the product. She's learning how to best help people understand the product. She's not rushing out there and trying to get rich overnight. She is intently studying and has complete intention to combine her product with teaching people with their skincare how to have self-esteem right along with it. She doesn't want to be this just this product person. And in order to do that, you know, she's saying that this product is great, but I'm going to set aside my feelings about that, my ego identification with that product, and I'm going to go over here and embrace something that I feel is equally or even more important. And how many times, if you're a network marketer, direct sales on this call, or even someone that's out there working in the workforce, you know when a leader walks in the room, whether they have an ego or whether they're just a real humble, giving, caring, dedicated person. You can feel it the minute they walk in the room. And I don't know about you, but the ones that walk in with egos, I really don't listen to quite so much because they're so important to themselves. How could they possibly care about me sitting in the audience or me in that training session? I'm not important to them. They have gotten to the place where they are more important than anything else they do, and they forget that if it wasn't for us in the audience, they wouldn't be up there on that stage giving us information. Okay? All right. Okay, so in the four steps to intention, I'm just going to read the titles because I think it's really important. You just get a feel for this. And then when I continue with the first chapter, we'll take it in its, it says there's seven phases of intention. What I intend to do is take each one of those seven phases of intention and expand on those. And we'll do it over the next 8 Wednesdays, because today is the first day, so we'll do it on next Wednesdays. I hope that works for you. Anyway, the four steps to intention. 1, discipline is the first stage. 2, wisdom is the second stage. 3, love is the third stage. And 4, surrender is the fourth stage. So that's just the start of what this book is all about. And I'm going to go ahead and put a link to Amazon on my resource page at thegailfoleyshow.com. So in case you would like to go in and read this book. And again, I ask you, if you have read this book and you have some insight and it has changed your life, or you know someone who swears by this book and has had an incredible result from embracing it, I would love to hear from you. And I would love your help in sharing this podcast. And if you go to that website, you can actually subscribe to my show. That would be absolutely over the top awesome, because that's how we get to be in front of more people with our podcast, is by you, the audience, that find this valuable, sharing it with someone else to give them the same value. Love the comments, love the shares, and I will talk to you again very soon. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.